All over our blue planet, wherever you find water, you'll find algae. From tiny microorganisms to forests of kelp that grow a foot a day, algae are useful and fascinating, but often undervalued and misunderstood. I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. Joining me today to make sure we're giving algae the respect they deserve is the aquarium's guest engagement manager extraordinaire, Megan Anderson. Thanks for joining me, Megan.
Thank you for having me.
Algae may be everywhere from backyard ponds to the deep ocean, but they're not very well understood. What's the single most important fact you'd like people to know about algae?
They're an incredible resource. Among so many things, one of my favorites is that they supply approximately 70% of the Earth's oxygen.
Wow, that's just a hugely important fact. I know algae aren't technically plants, but they contain chlorophyll and other pigments that trap light and convert it into energy, producing oxygen in the process. So what else should we know about them?
There's a lot of different types of algae out there. It's a very diverse group of organisms. Microscopic algae, the really small stuff that you find in the ocean, are usually the ones that produce the oxygen that we breathe and provide food for some of the smallest of animals out there.
Talk about being undervalued. What other benefits do algae offer?
Besides just being eaten by us directly, they're also the base of our food chain. So they are feeding those plankton, those small fish and birds that support all of ocean life and eventually us humans down the line. And then the other really interesting thing about how we consume algae is that it's often found in our processed foods. So everything that needs to be smooth and creamy, it actually helps blend everything together and keep everything in suspension.
So what about their role in the natural world beyond producing oxygen and serving as a food source? What else do algae accomplish?
So they're a home to a lot of different animals. There's the Sargasso Sea that you can find off of the eastern coast of the United States, and a lot of animals like baby fishes and baby sea turtles can spend a good part of their life in there. And then besides that, they also serve as a filter. So algae are very important at pulling up those nutrients from the water, most notably carbon dioxide, but also ammonia, ammonium nitrate, and a lot of other nutrients.
So one message I'm getting here is algae are more important than we've assumed, but what happens if we have too much of a good thing? Tell us about algal blooms.
When we encounter too much algae in our harbor, that can sometimes be called mahogany tides, and that comes from the introduction of excess nutrients, runoff like that from agriculture or even our own fertilizers that we put on our lawns. What happens is when this algae blooms in the harbor, it blooms in kind of one big bloom, dies off, and then that dead algae can rob the water of oxygen and sunlight, and that can cause a lot of problems for the other organisms trying to live in that water.
Now, I know we get a lot of questions about the harbor during these blooms, and while they're unfortunate, they do provide important and visible reminders that our harbor is a living thing, and they underscore the need to better understand and improve our water quality right here in Baltimore.
So there are also good reminders of actions that each of us can take to help prevent runoff that encourages that excessive algae growth, such as not over-fertilizing our lawns and encouraging native plants to grow that'll help absorb some of those excess nutrients.
Well, thank you, Megan. As always, it's been fascinating.
Thank you, too. It's a pleasure talking about seaweed.
To learn more about our water quality improvement projects and other urban conservation initiatives happening right here in Baltimore City, visit aqua.org/care. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.